Welcome everybody, Shir number 952, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of course, Siman Reish Tes Vav. We're learning the halachas of Amen. We're working on the halachas of Bracha Shenet Tzricha. I just wanted to mention one story in reference to Amen. One of our wonderful B'nai Chabura sent it over to me, and I think it's worth mentioning. Now, it could be, it was mentioned in the past, I don't remember offhand, I don't remember the story offhand, but Baruch Hashem, Leonhara, we're coming in on, 1,000 Shirim on Brachas, so it's possible it was mentioned. But it's in reference to Amin, there was a Bracha with Rav Moshe, and how this story goes. Somebody came to Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and the Heiliger Rav Moshe, and they said, the Nebuch, that child is sick, what do they do? In the hospital, in the room, or whatever, what should they do? So Rav Moshe told them that people should make, as much as possible, people should make brachos in the room, and the child and the family over there, whoever's there, will answer Amen. Now, when you answer Amen, what's going to happen, says Rav Moshe, you're going to be creating a malach. You're creating a malach, obviously a melech, a malach, and the malach, if you add it up, equals the same gematria as Amen, right? Which is 91. You have Amen, you have Aleph, Mem, Nun, right, so you have Aleph, Mem, you have 50, Nun is 50, Mem is 40, and 191, and Malach also is 50. Malach is also 91, so you have 91 and 91. So, make a long story short, that's where Moshe said to make, say, amens, have people make brachas in the room, obviously on food or whatever, by the child, may say amen, and that's going to be creating malachim, the same gematria, and there should be a melitz for the, and helping, helping the child get better. So it was really an unbelievable thing. The power of Amen, the gematria malach, mamashi creating a malach, and this malach will be with Hashem. Obviously, Hashem is the protection, but the Hashem making the malach will protect the child. So this is what Rav Moshe had told over to this family. Now, again, I could be that I mentioned it in the past, but it's a story really thinking into what it means, Amen. What it means in Amen, you create a malach, the malach is protection, and so on. Okay, so now moving along in our Bracha Shein Tzricha, so we're trying to figure out, when we can make a Bracha Shein Tzricha, when not, when it becomes a Bracha Shein Tzricha, and when not. So a interesting case brought down, I saw in the Deer Shoe, and I saw, I think, also the Pesachei Tshuva brings it, others bring it also. And it's a popular case, and that is what happens when we have Yom Tov. A lot of times we have Shabbos, and Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. Now, when it's coming Yom Tov, so Shabbos we want to eat Shalosh Sudos, right? But you can't eat Shalosh Sudos too late because there's a certain time you have to stop. It's a big meal, washing, right? Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Katana. We're not going to get into all those halachas. But you have to be careful not to eat Shalosh Sudos too late. You can't be full going into Yom Tov, the meal, not to fill yourself up. Achila Gasa, this problems of Achila Gasa, which is overeating. Okay, we're not going to get into all the various different reasons, but there's, and those halachas, obviously, but many people do is they'll eat the Shabbos, Friday night, they eat the one meal, so you need three meals on Shabbos. So Shabbos, by day, right, 12, 1 o'clock, you'll eat the regular meal, stop in the middle, eat, let's say, just a fish, you wash, eat the fish or whatever, bench, right, you wash, eat enough challah, bench, you go out, either go outside, take a long break, you need quite a bit of a break, at least half hour, whatever, or go to shul, many people go daven mincha, and then they come back, and then they wash again, make al netilas yadayim again, hamoitzi again, and continue on in the suda, and that's their third meal. So again, Friday night, and the day meal is split up into two, by either going to mincha or going for a walk or whatever. But again, it has to be quiet, at least a half hour break or whatever, something like that. You can't do it for 5 minutes. But being mesiach das, let's put it like that. But the question is, how could you do that? How could you do that? We've been talking about bracha shein tzricha. We know that you can't just split up a meal. You can't just, I'll eat the fish and then I'll bench. I want to get more brachas, right? So I'll bench, right? There's a whole bunch of brachas there. And then I'll go ahead and wash again, another bracha, and the tilsadim, make a maizi again, another bracha, and I'll have my 100 brachas, 1, 2, 3. You can't do that, right? I want to make 100 brachas, so I'll just split the meal into two, I'll split the meal into three. You can't do that. But, so how do we do it? And we know many people do it. When it comes Yom Tov, And it's Shabbos. Many people split the meal. They go down mincha and they go for a walk or whatever the case is. And then they come back and continue. So how could they do that? Baruch Hashem, it's Richa. So he brings us down to Dirshu and again others also. V'chein in Mesayim, he says, if somebody splits it up and they bench in the middle, he brings us down on Ois 20 in our Simur Reish Tezvav, Ois 20. So it's also because of Baruch Hashem, it's Richa. Right? But he says, She'ein l'chalik ha-sesudah shachar shel Shabbos l'shnayim. You're not supposed to split the meal, the Shabbos meal, either Friday night or by day into two. You can't do that. Kedei l'kayim shalosh tzudas. You can't do it in order to be mekayim shalosh tzudas. Or you'll do it for shalosh tzudas on a regular Shabbos. I'll do it because I won't eat shalosh tzudas now, so I'll just split the meal in that. You can't do that. But he says, the mice says, so many hold not to do it, right? Not to do a taka, even when it's yomtiv. But he does say, if a person feels, if they feel it's going to be a question of achila gasa, right? El achila gasa, yafsik asud, aval im lo yoichel achakach, you won't be able to eat afterwards. Good. So you'll take an hour break, you'll eat the whole meal, 1, 2, 3, with no extra brachas, the way it's supposed to be. Good. So an hour later, I'll eat again shalosh tzudas. So 2 hours later, but I can't. I'm stuffed. It's going to be mamash achila gasa. I won't even be mekayim the mitzvah shalosh tzudas. Oh, so then he says, then that's room to say. Then it becomes. Then you're allowed to split the meal. He says, avol im lo yuchal achakach lechol klal. If you won't be able to eat later on at all, el achila gasa. It's mamash going to be achila gasa, which means you're stuffing it down, and then you're not even yotzei shalosh tzudas. Then yafsek hasuda. Then you should split the suda. Vivarach berachas hamazon, like we said. Say berachas hamazon in the middle after the fish or whatever. V'yelech mat and go outside or go down mincha v'shuv. He told Yadav, come back right again after a half hour, an hour, whatever, or you go to shul v'shuv. He told Yadav, come back, wash your hands before chamoitzer v'yoichel and then eat again. So then he says that would be okay in that case. So a person, if they know they can eat shalosh tzudas, it's fine. But if it's going to be, you know, you have to eat it pretty early. You can't eat it too late because of Yom Tov and so on. So then there's room to maneuver. It would be a bracha shetzricha. These brachas will be not extra brachas. There will be brachas that are needed because of the fact that you can't eat shalosh tzudas too late. And we do this also Erev Pesach when Erev Pesach once in a while comes out on Shabbos. Also, Tavim Nachum Lechalik Esudas Shachris Lashnaim. Many people then it's even more of a pressing need whereby it'll be a bracha shetzricha and not a bracha she'enitzricha. It'll be a bracha that's needed, right? To split the meal Erev Pesach. It's Shabbos. You can't eat chametz. What are you going to do? Nachum Lechalik Esudas Shachris Lashnaim. Then you could split it up into two. And tonight Shiavsekeza Shehu Alacha Berachas Hamazal Lefnei Esudas Sheni. Okay. So that's another reason. So we see there are reasons, but we'll just try and finish off this subject next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.